thème nan se media kominote yo, difikite yo gen pou yo prepare yo kont desas. Media kominote yo, les institisyon fragil an rejon ki expose an pil an ba desas. Kom nou so di, nou gen panelis nou yo, ki se bòk goch mwen an, se Ose Soto, ki soti nan Republik Dominikèn. Nou pa di an pil bagay de Soto, paske Soto te panelis deja, prezante la sou tabla. Nou sanje te prezante lundi, pa sanje de moun, tan pou professeur Harry Regis, avek kolek l'espinas, tout sa yo te di de Soto. Son spesyalist nan zafè informasyon, komunikasyon, bon zami, peyi da eti. Nou pa pal di lot an yen, de Soto, tout moun la konen Soto kounya. Soto gen pil zami la d'ayèr. Lot panelis la, se Marie Guirlaine, Justin. Nou pa di an pil tout de Marie Guirlaine, Justin, pasè te deja pasè sou tabla la. Pas comme panéliste, mais comme médiateur. Dans une session, côté Colette l'espinasse des panélistes, nous sommes tout ça, Colette l'espinasse est dit sous Marie-Hélène Justin, sous parcours, il nous a fait information, communication. Seulement, la rappeler, Marie-Hélène a une formation en sciences politiques, une formation en gestion projet, formation en communication à question genre, rapport femme à garçon. Il est membre du conseil d'administration SACS, lycée vice-président à Marc, Amérique latine et Caraïbes. Il est membre fondatrice RIFRACA, qui est réseau femmes, radio communautaire haïtienne. Notre panéliste là, c'est un nouveau Cécile Chiline Ford, qui est sorti dans le pays de la Dominique. Nous disons, monsieur Chiline Ford, bonjour. Monsieur Chiline Ford, nous connaissons où c'est, rapidement, on a dit. Ou c'est un spécialiste dans affaires gestion risque de désastre avec communication. En deux mots, on a aimé pour dire rapidement et expertise ou sur affaires, font une description d'expertise ou expérience sous dans affaires radio communautaire avant bon comme pas.
I was here not too long ago following your most recent hurricane. I think it was Hurricane Matthew when I visited Haiti along with the Prime Minister of Dominica. Let me just give you a brief background into my communications career. I started working in the media with a small religious radio station as a broadcaster several years ago, and then following which I branched out to the national radio stations of Dominica as a news presenter and reporter, and later became the news editor for the radio station. I left the country and went to study. I went to study media at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Jamaica, where I did mass communications, majoring in advanced radio. Following which, I went to Brighton College in England to do television production and presentation, and worked alongside with the BBC, BBC World Service, and did some of my television training there. On returning home, I became the Chief Information Officer for the Government of Dominica and worked in radio, television, and print for several years. In 1995, I moved to disaster management and became the country's Deputy Director of the Office of Disaster Management. Very shortly thereafter, I left to pursue studies in disaster management at the University of Hertfordshire in England, where I obtained a master's degree in emergency planning and disaster management. Immediately after, I went to the University of Geneva in Switzerland to read for an international postgraduate diploma in humanitarian assistance. I later returned to Dominica in 2000 and became the director of the Office of Disaster Management, which is comparable to your Directorate of Civil Protection. In 2008, I resigned my position in Dominica and took up a post as a disaster risk management specialist with USAID. I'm sure you're familiar with USAID and the US Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance, OFDA, with responsibility for Dominica, Antigua and Barbuda, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Following the advent of, or the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in 2015 in Dominica, I was then asked by the government of Dominica to provide guidance because they had changed their staff in the Office of Disaster Management. I was asked to provide guidance to the new staff and also advice to the government of Dominica on matters relating to disasters. In 2016, I received Dominica's second highest award, the Cicero Award of Honor, for my work in disaster management and other voluntary work I have been involved with in Dominica. So in a nutshell, that's who I am.
Merci, Monsieur Shillingford. Donc, on a rappelé Monsieur Shillingford. C'est un dernier panéliste étranger qui vient dans le pays. Et parmi l'autre deux panélistes, c'est la première fois qu'il vient sous table là. Donc, à tout nouveau venu, tout honneur, on a demandé Monsieur Shillingford pour commencer avec la session pour nous. On a rappelé maintenant Monsieur Shillingford. Média communautaire, qui difficulté vous avez pour préparer contre des actes? Là, nous connaissons les médias communautaires. Sont série d'institutions fragiles dans une région qui est exposée en pire. Qui expertise ou qui connaissance ou soit connaît la question difficulté média communautaire pour préparer face à un désastre.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Moderator. Let me just. All right, first of all, we're going to be looking at what is community media. And first of all, I would just like to comment on the topic, which is community medias and the difficult step to disaster preparedness. I think you have addressed a lot of the issues related to disaster preparedness. What I would maybe want to focus on is the fragile institution that it is in a very exposed and challenging region. We will look at the importance of media in disaster preparedness and response operations. We'll speak to the fragility of the institutions and the exposure of the region. We will also look at, talk about ensure service can be provided in a time of greatest need. So what is community media? First of all, you have your localized radio station, and of course the media is made up of several components. You have the radio station, the broadcast, the television, and you also have the print media. You provide a very critical function on a daily basis, but more so during times of disasters. So let me just look at some of the importance of the media in disaster preparedness and the role of the media in disaster preparedness and response operations. First and foremost, you help to warn the public about an impending hazard. And of course, that can be very difficult from your standpoint because you have to always ensure that you have accurate, correct information. Anytime you put out any information that is not too correct, you get criticized very heavily in the media. I can recall in my days in the media, and even in my days in disaster management, if we were to inform the general public that a storm is approaching, and of course, you know, we have no control over a storm that's approaching and let's say heading for Haiti, and the last minute it changes course and moves away from Haiti, or I should maybe use Dominica, move away from Dominica. And you inform people ahead of time, you ask them to do all the things that are necessary to be done, like even providing some food and water for themselves, and the storm does not come, they criticize you. I've been criticized for people buying hundreds of dollars of groceries and the storm didn't come. The thing about it is you never tell them to buy hundreds of dollars of groceries. You always ask to buy just some food supplies for maybe a day or two. But because they are so excited and I guess afraid and concerned, they overshot. So you can be criticized if those things happen. You provide information regarding evacuation and sheltering. Of course, sheltering is one of the, in my book, sheltering is one of the most important facets of disaster management, because if you have an impending crisis, you want to have everybody in a safe place. So that is very critical. Describe what people can do to protect themselves and others, and it's your function as media practitioners to assist the general public, because not very often they know all what is necessary to be done. So you have to guide them along to ensure that they protect themselves and the other people in their care. Relay what government is doing and how are they responding to the disasters. Very often people want to know what is the government's role, what is the government's position in what is happening. Sometimes even we in the media, and I still consider myself, although I've been out of the media for, out of the mainstream media for quite a while, I still consider myself a media personnel. And you can be criticized, or very often the government is criticized for maybe what the public seem to believe is inaction from the government. But it's you, the media practitioners, that must assist the general public and assist the government. And when I say assist the government, not in politicking, but assisting the government in providing the information that is required on how to respond to the disaster. List what other organizations are doing in providing relief and how assistance can be obtained. The people need to know. Very often, immediately after an event, you see all kinds of organizations around. Organizations maybe you've never heard about. And I know in your 2010 earthquake event that quite a few organizations surfaced in Haiti. And even in our Hurricane Maria event last year, we saw very, very many new organizations. I've been in disaster management for more than 20, 25 years, and I learned of organizations I never knew before. So all these organizations pop up on your doorsteps, and you have to assist the general public in differentiating who is who and who is doing what, and what you can get from them in terms of assistance and relief supplies. Educate the public on prevention and preparedness measures, and these are some of the things that would be required before the event. Very often, we pretty much do nothing, and I know I am nervous, I don't know about you, I am nervous about the upcoming hurricane season, which is just about two months away. Well, the official start is about 2 months away, and we were just devastated just about 4 to 6 months ago by Hurricane Maria. And we are entering into another hurricane with a very fragile system, fragile infrastructure. There are very many homes still uncovered, and we are going into what can be a very rainy period. So there is need for concern. In terms of minimizing the number of incoming calls to disaster-stricken area, of course, the media plays a critical role in that, where you provide constant information to the general public so that the people who are concerned about relatives, people who are concerned or asking questions about what they should do, what they shouldn't do, etc., and they bombard emergency operation centers, and sometimes they even bombard you, the media, because they want to know all what is happening out there. And so the fact that you provide all the information, you are minimizing the number of calls that would go into the stricken area. And then generate support for emergency management and emergency management personnel and programs. You can assist in that regard. Now, we are talking about community. Of course, you have your broader media. in terms of your national media, which would be operating on a national level. In terms of these, they are not necessarily very intimate in what is happening in the localized area. So for example, you're in Cap Haïtien right now, and your media here would take a bigger interest in what is happening around this area. Your national media would, yes, give it some coverage, but not necessarily go into in-depth details in what is happening. And then, of course, you would have much better relations with your local authorities. You would be able to access them easily for information, any questions you have, any doubts you may have, than maybe the national media would be able to do. All right, so these are just some of the points on community media and the importance of media in disaster preparedness and response operations. I note early on, we wouldn't spend too much time on preparedness, etc., but it's very important to look at safety and security, because the media is a key stakeholder and a partner, and I heard that point made yesterday afternoon by the CDMA representative. And it's important that the disaster management community see you that way, as key stakeholders and partners, and ensure your safety and security at all times during a disaster situation. The situations of multi-language, in terms of you pitching in your public service announcements, the things that you see, your calling programs, etc., that you be very cognizant of multi-language or multi-language. For example, in Dominica now, we speak some Creole, so don't say anything about me and think that I wouldn't understand. I may pretend not to understand, but I will understand. And I've had that happen to me because I'm a little light-skinned. Even in Dominica, people do me that. They talk about me in Creole and think that I'm from an affluent area and that I cannot speak Creole, but I can speak Creole very well. And I can understand because I'm from the rural community. I'm not a downtown or urban guy. I'm a village guy, rural guy. So I understand very well. But in Dominica, we speak a little Creole. And now we have an influx of Spanish-speaking people and Chinese-speaking people. And we have quite a few Haitians in Dominica. One of my good Haitian friends runs a security business in Dominica. So it's important that you try to pitch your public service announcements and your broadcasts so that you can capture these people, because a lot of them may be minority groupings that may not have access to all of the information. So you have to ensure that you take them on board. In the disaster management community, we have to ensure that from time to time that we provide some training to the media. And I'm happy that my colleague from your Civil Protection Department, Gerard, was able to put on this program to assist with training, and that should be done on a regular basis in Dominica, because I, of course, still have an interest in the media. I always pull the media together from time to time, even if it's not a full-fledged training, but to discuss current issues, new issues, and because things come along very, very, very often, and we want to keep them abreast with what is going on. A lot of new terminologies are used, and it's important that people get on board with those terminology. I see your Caribbean Forum is to build resilience. And of course, we've been talking about that for years, but all of a sudden it has become a buzzword. Everybody right now is talking about building resilience and building resilience and building resilience. And we certainly need to build resilience, because we want to see the communities and the people bounce back as quickly as possible after an event. All right? Okay, one of the things I want to do is to speak about the fragility of our institutions and the exposure of the region. The Caribbean region can be considered one of the most vulnerable or one of the overexposed communities in the world. Of course, you've had your Haiti situations where you've been affected by earthquakes, you've been affected by very many weather-related events, including hurricanes and tropical storms. In Dominica, I refer to Dominica as one of the world's most vulnerable countries, because for a small island of 289 square miles, we have 9 potentially active volcanoes in Dominica. So pretty much we have more volcanoes in Dominica than anywhere in the world, given our size. We're affected by weather-related events on a regular basis. You heard me mention Tropical Storm Erica, which affected us 2 years ago, and only last year we were devastated. Really, really, really devastated. If you have 95% of all your sectors damaged, that is real, real, real devastation. So it really speaks to how fragile, it really speaks to how vulnerable, it really speaks to how exposed we are in this Caribbean region. And then ensure service can be provided in a time of greatest need. Now, very often, you will find that when you need something the most, that is when you do not have it. And for Hurricane Maria, I recall activating the Dominica Emergency Operations Center, have the staff present to stay on through the night, through the hurricane, and then I went home because I was going to spend the hurricane at my house, but at the same time provide information to the general public. So we had a link up between my house and the Emergency Operations Center where the head of the unit and myself would alternate in providing information. And because I live up in the mountains, very early, my systems left me, all my communication systems, in terms of internet, in terms of telephone, and in terms of my access to radios. And that is one of the things that will happen. But you, as media practitioners, you have to ensure, again, going back to the term resilience, you have to ensure that your system is so resilient that you can stay on or bounce back as quickly as possible. Now in my region, I still have not bounced back. I'm still without water, I'm without electricity, I'm without internet, I'm without telephone, so I'm without everything. All right. Okay, they are prompting me that I'm running out of time, so let me just, in the next 2 or 3 minutes, just rush through some things. In terms of the technical aspects, well, first of all, your facilities. You have to ensure that your facility is safe. Ensure that you are in a proper structure. Do not put in a radio studio in the top floor of a building where you have a galvanized roof that can leave you at any time. So it's very important that you look at that safety aspect. But of course, I know, given radio, you need to reach people. You have to reach people all over. So sometimes we have to choose mountain tops and hill tops to put our antenna facilities. So that you have to be cognizant of and pay attention to. The security of your assets. Immediately after a storm, you have situations of looting and people looking for things. Ensure that your staff and yourselves are secured. The robustness of your systems. One of the things I've always spoken to our service providers, I see your service provider is what, NORTHCOM? Am I pronouncing that right? or Digicel. Okay, you also have Digicel. Digicel and Flow are our service providers, and whenever I meet with them, I keep telling them that you have to ensure that your system is hardened, your system is robust, so that it can survive the storm, so that we do not lose our telecommunications. And same thing I will see in closing on this, I'll close on this note, and I'll maybe come back, that you in the media, especially the technical part of the media, that you ensure that that aspect is robust, you can survive through the storm and even after the storm, because once you lose that transmission, people go in a state of panic because they do not know what is happening or what is coming to them. And that can cause them to make decisions that are counterproductive decisions that they should not be making.